Ein Aleph Beis. We said last time was that the Torah doesn't allow you to rely on a person for something that he himself is choshed, something he himself is not careful with. He can't be trusted. Now Beis Avagad de Bistam Adam Sheina Yodeya Muchoshed Olai. If you have a yid, you don't know if he's, you know anything about him. You're allowed to eat with a yid. You see a person here. He looks like a from yid. He's sitting next to him on the airplane. He pulls out something to eat. You're allowed to trust him. Because he's not choshed to, for Yisr. No, he looks like a from yid. I mean, he behaves like a from yid. He davens with you, and he, you know, it means he appears to be a from yid. He's allowed to trust stam a yid. Makamakin, liknais mimenu, when it comes to business, yeshaimrim de osir, kol davish yeshlachish by le davar isir, afilu de rabbanan. By business, where a person's parnasa depends on it, people are not as careful. And there, you can't just rely stam on anybody. Even afilo drabanan, kagain yayin, like stam yayin, afilo cholav upas, elam came akiranai se shomosa bekashrus. So this is the makar that you need a hechsher. You can't just say a from yid is believed. Because when it comes to money, people are the chshem achashru alifne iver. Maybe he himself won't need it, but he's not careful for other people. And that's an appropriate behavior these days. Especially if you go out in the sticks and there's a Jew here, a Jew there, and there's nobody really that could testify whether he's trustworthy. And today you have to be very careful. This is in his day.
Yeah.
Right? He's talking 1800. We're talking 200 years later. Shalai lechol kiim eitzel misha mozik pekashus. Now, if he is mozik pekashus, then it's okay. It's talking about stam a person that you don't know. Ubefrat basar, dev shidul kuli almas, especially me, which is more prone to having treifus issues. And it could be that even though this was a yeshaimrim, it could be that everyone agrees by wine. V'yayin daharbe prutzim bezeh. The same thing with wine. Alzeh nemar. V'samta sakim b'luecha in bal nefeshata. You should put a something to prevent you from swallowing things. It's a drash on a pasuk, and that's what he says. So this subject, even though it's a subject of a machlokes rishonim, that's the bottom line of the Chachmas Adam.
That
when it comes to business, you should be when people are more makel by business than they're makel anywhere else.
Wine and he looks from, you're allowed to drink it.
You're allowed to drink it. If he appears to be from, then you can drink. But if he, I don't know how it appears means, but you talk to him learning. He tells you where in the parasha. So he knows which parasha it is. He tells you where in the parasha. So you can rely on him that he's kosher. And if we say kol adam is mecheskes kashrus when it comes to business as well. It's based on Rishayim. Just Rishayim and the Gemara in the Avodah Zara later. Eidecha nema v'yisurim. Eidecha. The question isn't Eidecha v'yisurim v'yisurim. Question is if it applies to Stam b'nei Adam or only someone who's mostly pekashrus. Eidecha is believed. Who's Eidecha? It can be a frayid. So somebody who's mostly pekashrus is trustworthy. Yeah. Stam b'nei Adam, you meet somebody. So what do you do then?
But Stam is like a person. Really, in the old times, they did not have somebody in the plant. He had a bakery.
Yeah, he had to have what they call hechsher on the gavra, the heftza. So you have to have at least a hechsher on the gavra that you know he's a reliable person, so then you do it. The problem today is something else. The problem is that there are a lot of people whose standards in kashrus today, nobody in his house shechts and salts animal birds or all the products we get, we're basically relying on other echsherim.
Yeah.
So there are different standards in the world. There are circles where they look at the ingredients. There are circles where they just look for any hechsher, and so it really depends. It's today. It's a very tricky thing. It's yeah.
He says chalav too. Didn't you read us from the Aruch HaShulchan, I think, who said he once went to this place where they had this wonderful coffee and they added the milk and he found out it was animal brain.
Yeah, well,
Aruch HaShulchan lived much later. He apparently wasn't quite
sure. He didn't say he himself did it. He's talking about somebody told him. Somebody went, well, the person probably was wrong. Probably wrong, I don't know. Chashuchim brings a story, uncharacteristic of him, by Cholov Akum. He brings a story about, he tells people to be very careful. He brings a story of a businessman who traveled and liked to drink coffee in a certain place. And he told them once that their coffee is especially good. And they told them they have a secret recipe. They boil the brains of animals and mix it with the milk. I think he said the brains. So I don't knock it till you tried it, but, you know, even if it's shechted animal, it's meat with milk, it's possible chalav. So, the Aruch HaShulchan writes there that chalav yakum, there are many tamim kemusim, I think he writes, right? There are many other reasons for chalav yakum more than just because there might be a pig's milk in the room. And that's what he writes. Alright? Anyway, it's a very hard thing. And then the business with people who, leave help in the house, it's very, very difficult. Very difficult. Right? Gimel. Im ein echoshed lechol, ella limkar eichel ima, ella limkar. If he's a person who's not choshed to eat macholas asuris, but people don't rely on him in his business practices, eichel ima. We send you food to your house. It's this is a rule. Hachoshel al dover chamor is ein hachoshel al dover kal. It's a very tricky thing to rely on. Like the gut goes against it. You know, somebody who's choshel al dover chamor, the halach is he's not choshel al dover kal. We once caught somebody who was selling non-glot meat as glot, which in and of itself is not that terrible because the non-glot today is certainly mostly, most of the non-glot is glot also. In other words, it came from a good shechita house.
What's
the problem? No one shechts non-glot. You shecht and then you check if it's glot. So,
what I'm saying is, but there are companies that deal in non-glot.
Yeah, but every shechita house has both.
Yes.
Because when you shecht, you're going to get some animals with clean lungs and some with trefa lungs and some with non-glot lungs. So what happened to him initially, and the way I remember, is what happened to him is that non-glot came to his store, and he made a call and they said it's not so terrible. Really, what happened, the way it happened, is there was some Bukharian butcher in the edge of Borough Park who sold non-glot. I mean, he didn't claim anything bad. But he asked him to order for him. He was getting a delivery anyway, so he got a delivery for him also. And somehow, some of it remained. And he called, and they told him, it's not so terrible. You know, it's the store owner says, glot, it's all the same. You know, the person he spoke to in the Shechita house. And it was a big Yetzirah. It was a big price difference. So the question was, do you have to be
chayshid?
No, the guy who sold him was not in jail. The guy who's in jail is somebody else. What happened with him is, that he was found with it. And, so all the rabbonim that called, I just told him a story, I didn't paskin it. So he all said, a choshen adav akal is not choshen adav achomer. And we knew which shechita house it was from, and roiv of their non-glot is also glot, because they get like 33% glot. And we have a Kabbalah, Rav anyway is kosher, so everybody felt that it was okay. Me, personally, it bothered. There was an office that was rented in the basement to a certain person, and it was a friend of his. And in that office, we found plumbers of all types. Oh. All types of other plumbers and labels. And so the one of the national sheriff, they didn't want to be caught up in a scandal. They didn't want their name mentioned there. And they said, oh yeah, we know exactly how many he has and what he has, it's under control, which was baloney. But they didn't want to get caught up in the scandal. I can't blame anybody, but, anyway, that's what happened. It turns out, you know, like off the record, we talk a high at somebody to find out about this guy that was in the basement. And the private investigator we hired, it turned out he was busy money laundering. He wasn't dealing in trefa meat, he was busy jellium, but his tray was in, but it wasn't the butcher shops. That's where he was money laundering. In the butcher shops, because his family was something with, I think I mentioned to you once, we hired this fellow to go from after Yom Kippur till Sukkot, the biggest, busiest meat days, to trail him, 24 hours a day, him and somebody else. They trailed him. And, this guy, the first thing when I meet with him, he says, now this guy, the private investigator, was a cop in the 70th precinct. He knows the Frum community. So he says to me, Rabbi, this guy ain't one of yours. He didn't set foot in the synagogue from Yom Kippur till Sukkot. That's what he said. He had long payers, but he didn't. Anyway, but Baruch Hashem, he wasn't dealing a trade for me. I mean, that's what we were scared of. So, I don't know. Hachashra Dabakam, but I don't feel good about it.
He was still fooling the problem. He was selling.
He was selling non-glafa glide. He was doing the wrong thing. It's no shy. Question is he chashed for other things? Halacha says he's not. But once you find all this stuff downstairs, it gets you all nervous. So, you can't believe this stuff happens, right? It's not a book. It has happened, you know, I was there.
I'm doing the job for Shabbos for Yeshiva. Yeshiva said, but we don't want the other guy. It was a very unlucky guy. No, we want that one. The other one.
Oh, the other, you wanted him?
That's who they took.
Because he looks the part. He looks the part. His grandfather was a rabbi.
Yeah.
All right. Mishtavi did shuva. He went to jail.
He's a shatter now.
I'll tell you, there was one meat store that this guy was having a very strong shaychus with. And we threatened to pull the hashem if he doesn't tell us what it was. So he's the one that told us that he's money laundering. Are we in trust? And he's the one that finally, you know, so he was doing business with him. So he had actually a lie detector test. Interesting. I don't know, it was a secret, but he's not alive anymore. Shlomo Zakheim. He said, I have a good polygraph guy. Let's do it. So he gave him the lie detector test, and he came back. He said, the guy's telling the truth. And I don't know exactly how it works, but $750, polygraph test. Okay, anyway, the adventures of the rabbinate. Is he a money lawyer? I heard he's in jail. All right, look, I don't wish any money ill. Anyway. Okay. The adventures. Let's see. Ais dalit. The halacha doesn't change. Chashen al davar kal is not chashen al davar chamor. You see your heart's in your throat when you have a guy who's chashen al davar kal. You have to rely on somebody's chashen on something lenient. It's not chashen al davar chamor. Dalit. Loi mikri chashud ella im kain hu eichale iser b'mezid. A chashud is amazed. V'filk sheyesh lefan of hetav iser eichale iser. Then he's a chashid. Aval, imo'eichel rak l'teyavayin. If he only eats it, l'teyavayin, k'may sheyesh b'nei yodam, k'sheheim al haderech, eichlin cholav shechol v'nachrim. The people that keep cholav Yisrael only at home. On the road, I don't get into the shal cholav stam, but on the road, they're not careful, k'yaitzabay. Today, still many people like that. They're very careful with kashas. When they're traveling, they're more lenient. Aval im lafan of hetav iser, any eichel iser. These people, when they're traveling, they're meikel, but otherwise they don't need iser. Loi mikri chashid loi se davar. He's not called a chashid. Loi dami lamumar eichel nevelas la teyavain, dasa lechel mishchita, say achiv dek lay asakin. By such a person, we don't let him shecht until we check the knife for him. Dasam chashino shlei achriach miyatsamay bashchasas asakin. It's a big job to sharpen a blade, and therefore, it's also laziness to be careful in bedikas hasakin and checking the sakin. it's part of the Yerushamayim of a Shaychit to do the Bidikas of the second problem. No one's going to catch him. And it's very it's a very important thing to be able to check the sack. But okay, I always wonder about whether today's knives are different. I don't know. Shechtim say that the tempered steel we have today is not as delicate as the old Shechita knives. So I hope it's true. I don't know. I've been to Shechita house in my life maybe a dozen times. I've been at Shechita houses between Shea Poultry and Mead maybe a dozen times. And when you check a knife, generally it's good. I once went to a Shechita, and I'm not an expert in it. And so it comes, a Rav comes, they give you the knife to check. The Shechita told me they give it to the Rav to check to see if he knows anything about it. So, you know, it's a pure guy. But, you know, I went, I learned Bedika Sasakin in order I should know what I'm doing. So one place, I told him it's no good. And over here, I showed him. And he looked at it, and he was talking, asking, you know, he didn't argue with me. But when you're shechting yourself, it wasn't pogum, it was dull. It wasn't sharpened. It was dull. Bedikas hasakin, the trick in Bedikas hasakin is to hold the knife loosely. The truth is, your fingernail is not going to catch a pagam in a knife. What somebody who never checked a knife, when he puts it with his finger, he holds it very tight, and he checks. And that they know right away, you don't know what you're doing. The trick in Bedikas hasakin is to hold it low, loosely, and there's a vibration. When you run your nail, and there's an imperfection, you feel it because it shakes, it moves. And that's your Bedikas hasakin. We do Bedikas HaSakin different than they used to do it. The Gemara says they used to check with the fingernail and with the skin. Abisra v'atufra. That was something else. But they checked the knife three times. Once in the middle of the blade and once on the two sides. Once with the fingernail and once with the flesh. Because the flesh also has a certain feel. Today the minhag is to check only with the knife. And the way we sharpen it, we don't really know what it means. I mean, I'm sure the experts do, but we don't really know what it means on the sides. I'm assuming it's because our knives are different. That's what they say, that it's tempered steel. I didn't live in the previous generations, and in this generation also, I'm not so experienced. But, anyway, apparently it was in those days a big job to sharpen the knife. And since it's a big tircha to sharpen the knife, so a person who's a mummer, just the teyavain, is still not neman because there's a teyavain not to check. Anything that involves a tircha, a person's not neman. So that's basically the issue. And is it better today? Is it worse today? I don't know. You know, today there's such a pressure on a fast food app place. You run out of something. There's just a tremendous pressure to keep on having it, to have everything everybody wants. It's a pressure. It's hard to judge people. But that's where people get caught. Mostly they get caught when they run out of something and then they quickly run out of the place and catch something else. And we once caught a meat place with tray for jello. How much jello they use? It's very strange. It was a Sephardic place. Maybe they use jello and more things. So the Mashgiach caught, there were bags on top of a refrigerator, and he opened them, it was tray for jello. And they went to the cameras to see who brought it in. It was one of the shutfim. So he said, we're going to pull the hechsher and put him a farsim in. So the second shutif had the shutif sell. He was out of a job, and he sold it. They wanted to avoid the scandal. So that's what happened. But imagine, he brought in trefa jello. Imagine the pressure on a store. I mean, in Brooklyn, you can get kosher jello also.
Right.
He brought in trefa jello into the store, and we had a mishkiach deal, caught it, Baruch Hashem. And the deal was, he was out. I mean, we had lawyers' contracts that he was out. They bought him out, and it was quiet, stay quiet. But you just wonder if somebody really wants to do it. You know, you can do it. No, if you want to fool them.
You can't do it for a profit.
If you want to fool him, you can fool him. He did it because he didn't want to be out of jello. I don't know. Maybe they had a simcha that night and they ordered jello. I don't know. But for jello, you know, like, how from do you have to be? And that's called the teyavain, you know, that's not called the hachis. That's the teyavain. I mean,